We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And it is 6:38 at KDKA. Larry Richard has the morning off. John Shumway with you as we roll on into the weekend together. It's a Friday morning, and we are joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, good morning, and welcome to KDKA and the weekend.
Good morning, John.
I think we all need the weekend.
It's certainly been a very difficult week, unlike any week I've ever seen since I've been county executive for the last 7 years, and any week I can ever remember just living in Pittsburgh. And it's been a week certainly of a lot of pain, certainly for the community and most particularly the families of these 11 victims.
Right.
The good, I guess, that you want to try and take out of any tragedy is that the community really is a close-knit community that has really supported the Tree of Life congregation and these families. And we've seen it from not just in the neighborhood, but throughout Western Pennsylvania and even out throughout the country. People that care about Pittsburgh, obviously there's a lot of people who, we call it the Steeler Nation, but that live in other parts of the country that have moved away, over the last number of decades since Pittsburgh went through its economic problems. And but boy, they their heart is still here, and they're reaching out and support to people in the community has really been tremendous.
We look at various things that have happened. This fundraising that was done by Sheikh Khatir, who is an Iranian student, who set up the GoFundMe page and has raised over $1 million to help out the Tree of Life. When I was talking to Adam Hertzman from the Jewish Federation the other day, he was telling me that thanks to efforts like that and others, and there have been a lot going on, he believes that they will have the resources that they're going to need to restore the physical facility of Tree of Life back to what it was before last Saturday. And they don't want to let any of the congregants in there until that is done. They want it to be a place of comfort that they can come back to and see it the way they remember it and the scars be gone. And that kind of fundraising effort and all the efforts, one of the local schools is selling donuts or something like that to raise money. It's just heartwarming to see everybody reaching out.
It really is. And I think we saw the local, Muslim community immediately that very evening, within a matter of hours, raised tens of thousands of dollars to support their Jewish neighbors. And, the one thing I see in the national media is kind of clearing out, and that was here on my street, because, as it was right here.
Right.
And as I talked to some of these folks, off camera and that weren't from here, they almost didn't believe that, is Pittsburgh really this like this? Boy, I want to move here. This is really, really something. And, we weren't putting this on for the camera for folks that came in. This was how we are. This, generations who knew these victims and the victims' families. They weren't strangers. These are people that we all knew and came together. And there's a number of vigils going on this evening, Friday night vigils in the Squirrel Hill community, and I'm sure there will be a number of services and others over the weekend. As people just have a need to kind of be together, to kind of reach out and hug and be hugged by their neighbors. And it's really a testimony to what we have here in Western Pennsylvania. But people are still grieving. And, the last of the funerals will be today with Rose Malinger. And, the Malinger family is a family that just, they typify what Pittsburgh is, just good, good people. I know the son and daughter of Rose and her grandchildren, and they're just, it just shows what kind of values that Rose had to have such a great family. And, you know, the other families that have buried their loved ones this week, it's just been very, very difficult.
You know, the unfortunately, the undercurrent that precipitated this is still out there and will always be out there. And when I was talking to Adam the other day, he mentioned that they are going to employ and have employed private security to be around some of the synagogues. They're inviting everyone to Shabbat services tonight and tomorrow. What about that? What about security? Is Allegheny County or the Pittsburgh, I know the Pittsburgh police are involved, or the Allegheny County police also involved in just providing a little extra security blanket?
They are, and you see a lot of different, obviously the Pittsburgh police taking the lead, but you have a lot of support from, you know, throughout state police, county police, other boroughs, you know, working together. Yeah, this is a very difficult situation in our country right now. There's division. There's a lot of vitriol, and that's an aspect of what's going on that's, you know, in our future, and we don't know what's coming into our future. How much more of this is going to occur, not just in our community, but really around the country. This is unprecedented as the part of our history and what we've seen in this country, and to see it land, you know, literally right on our doorstep is something I don't think we were necessarily prepared for, and it is an unfortunate part of life, and we've got to figure out, you know, what is the best way to proceed and provide security and have people who, you know, normally maybe took for granted that they could just go to shul, go to services, go to church without worrying about, you know, some of these other things that have impacted our lives.
The other day I stood outside the Tree of Life and looked at the growing memorial that's there, and I was overcome by the same sadness and feeling I got the first time I went to Shanksville after 9/11. And I've seen so many people come and spend just a few moments there, and I don't think that's going to end anytime soon. It will be a long time before there are services in the Tree of Life, and I hope that they maintain that memorial moving forward. But this town will move forward, and Rich, I appreciate you joining me for a few minutes this morning as we head into hopefully brighter times.
Let's hope, and as we remember these victims, we know we've got to move forward, and we've got to, you know, remember and never forget what they represented to this community. Thanks, John.
Well said. Thanks, Rich.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.